Sterling Carrington. Pleasant dreams. I'm not in the pro-con section of this discussion yet, but I do want to share with you a couple of comments about where we are with regards to at least some general information about medical marijuana. In 2007, at a town hall meeting, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who is an attorney, she has her JD, Juris Doctorate. And of course, she served as U.S. Secretary of State and as U.S. Senator, said that with respect to medical marijuana, you know, I think that we have had a lot of rhetoric and the federal government has been very intent upon trying to prevent states from being able to offer that as an option for people who are in pain. She goes on to say, or went on to say, I think we should be doing medical research on this. We ought to find what are the elements that claim to be existing in marijuana that might help people who are suffering from cancer and nausea-related treatments. We ought to find that out. I don't think we should decriminalize it, but we ought to do research into what, if any, medical benefits it has. Comment from a research professor at the Research Institute of Pharmaceutical Sciences, which is located at the University of Mississippi. Dr. Mahmoud El-Sali said in 2005 that cannabis as a smoked product, in my judgment, would not be a useful product simply because of the lack of standardization, the fact that it's a smoked material. You can't determine the dose. People smoke in different ways, plus the interaction of the many different components and degradation products and the tars associated with smoked materials. So smoking is not a good delivery system. However, he goes on to say, cannabis as a plant that is rich in chemical components would have potential for producing useful drugs. For example, tea or THC. Now, THC in the oral preparation, it doesn't seem to be doing the good job it should or was expected to. He goes on to say, my personal view on the reason for this is the first pass effect. The material taken orally goes through the liver and is converted to the 11-hydroxy metabolite, which is 4 to 5 times more potent in terms of psychoactivity before getting into the bloodstream. And the profile of these two drugs is quite different. Okay. Just some food for thought to kind of get us started here. All right, now let's move to the pros and the cons. Let's hear the views of those who say, yes, marijuana should be legal as a medicine. And we'll hear from those who are the cons who say, no, marijuana should not be used as a medicine. Let me give you just one from each to get us started, and then we'll go ahead and move it to our break, and we're going to come back with more of this. Okay. Pros, those who are in favor of marijuana as medicine. Dr. Jocelyn Elders, former U.S. Surgeon General, wrote the following in a March 26, 2004 article titled Myths About Medical Marijuana, and it was published in the Providence Journal. She said the evidence is overwhelming that marijuana can relieve certain types of pain, nausea, vomiting, and other symptoms caused by such illnesses as multiple sclerosis, cancer, and AIDS, or by the harsh drugs sometimes used to treat them. And it can do so with remarkable safety. Indeed, marijuana is less toxic than many of the drugs that physicians prescribe every day. All right, here's a con. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration stated in an April 20th, 2006 interagency advisory, posted on its website the following. Marijuana is listed in Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, or CSA. Controlled Substances Act, CSA. The most restrictive schedule. The Drug Enforcement Administration, which administers the CSA, continues to support that placement, and FDA concurred because marijuana met the three criteria for placement in Schedule 1 under 21 U.S.C. 812b1. For example, marijuana has a high potential for abuse, has no currently accepted medical use and treatment in the United States, and has a lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision. Furthermore, there's currently sound evidence that smoked marijuana is harmful. And of course, we recall that smoking marijuana is only one way of ingesting or taking in marijuana. A past evaluation by several Department of Health and Human Services agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and National Institute for Drug Abuse, concluded that no sound scientific studies supported medical use of marijuana for treatment in the United States, and no animal or human data. This is pretty interesting. No animal or human data supported the safety or efficacy of marijuana for general medical use. I'll be right back.